Next guest on the program is the author of a number of books. He's the host of a podcast called Welcome to Night Vale. It's been very popular, turned into a stage show as well. And he's got a brand new young adult novel entitled The Halloween Moon. Carrie had a chance to talk with author Joseph Fink.
Joseph, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, the main character in The Halloween Moon is Esther Gold, a 13-year-old that just loves Halloween, but not necessarily for the reasons a lot of kids do. For her, it's the rituals of Halloween more than just the overall candy haul, right?
It's about the feeling that everyone gets together that night and tells a scary story together. She loves stories, as I think a lot of kids do.
Mm. And that manifests it with her. I mean, you know, kids love getting a costume, but she goes a little above and beyond, makes a three every year, right?
Yeah, one for school, one for trick-or-treating, and a backup in case one of those don't work out.
That love of the rituals of Halloween makes her... I guess we can talk about the book a little bit. I don't want to give away too much, but it's fair to say the rituals of Halloween make her just a little bit upset with some of her neighbors, including a dentist neighbor that hands out toothbrushes and toothpaste for Halloween. I think that's a feeling a lot of people could probably identify with.
Absolutely. I think we all agree that that's a crime.
you can't be handing out fruit on Halloween. You gotta do it up correctly. Now, Esther's parents, they're good people. They're certainly nice enough, but they just don't get Halloween the way Esther does. Did you feel that was an important distinction for you to make as opposed to the sort of the cliche in a lot of children's novels of the mean parent?
Yeah, I think as kids, there's a lot of misunderstanding between kids and parents. I think they mean very well, but in meaning well, they are doing something that Esther sees as absolutely unacceptable.
So, I apologize. I'm spacing on Esther's best friend's name. He is sort of Gus. He's sort of the polar opposite in many ways of Esther, but still... one of our closest friends. He doesn't even bother with Halloween.
Yeah, his mother made a deal with him to take him to the movies on Halloween and then just buy him candy when it's cheap the next day, which is the deal that my parents made with me that is based on my life.
That's great. I tried to make that deal with my daughter, but it was a no-go.
Yeah, it's maybe a deal I regret, although I had a wonderful time seeing That Thing You Do one Halloween.
Wow, that is a favorite movie of downtown. We've had three of the stars of the show. They were doing an appearance in Erie, Pennsylvania to celebrate the anniversary of That Thing You Do, and we had them on talking about the movie.
It is, I think, a universally recognized classic.
We're talking with Joseph Fink, author of the new children's novel, The Halloween Moon, here on Downtown. And again, we don't want to give away too much of the story, but I think it's fair to say that things start taking a decided turn for the odd with the appearance of a pumpkin-selling ice cream truck and three shabbily costumed kids that appear right after Esther has been informed that there's no trick-or-treating for her this year. Is that a fair... assessment?
Yeah, I would say Halloween this year starts to get very weird for her in a number of ways that get bigger and bigger every second.
So now with all the success of your podcast, Welcome to Night Vale, which, by the way, we hadn't mentioned before, but is an absolutely wonderful, wonderful podcast. People need to check that out if they haven't yet. And then the related books, the Night Vale companion books and this touring stage show, all of that is obviously, I would imagine, keeping you pretty busy. Why did you make the decision to write a children's novel now?
You know, I just wanted to write a book that I would love, that a kid now would love as much as I loved books when I was a kid. There were so many books that meant so much to me, and I kind of wanted to... to return that favor and write a book that would mean a lot to a kid then. It's definitely one that took me quite a while because of all of my Night Vale things. I started the rough draft of this several years ago and then very slowly built it. But it was something that was an idea I was very excited about and one that was important to me.
So what were the, as a 13-year-old, because that's the age of Esther, what were the books that you were reading that sort of led you to this?
I mean, I was reading so many, but ones that stick in my head are The Book of Maniac McGee by Jerry Spinelli and the book The Egypt Game by Zilpha Keatley Snyder. Mm-hmm. Those were ones I read easily 20, 30 times. I knew those back and forth, and they felt less like books and more like windows to another possible world, which books can be when you're that age.
That's, I think, probably the main appeal of books. I was, and still am, but I have to admit, I was a heavier reader when I was younger. So it's great to see stuff that stuff being written for children that is really engaging. And I have to say that this book is a very engaging book.
Thank you. Yeah, it's one I put a lot of thought into in terms of wanting to make it the best possible book for that age that I possibly could.
So let's, one other thing I have to mention about the book, let's talk just a little bit about the Bennington Museum of the Unnatural and Rare. It's definitely not your typical museum.
No, we open, the very first chapter is in the Bennington Museum, which is just a guy's house where he has collected a tremendous amount of stolen artifacts, essentially, and just to keep them and collect them, which is not based on anything specific other than I assume that there are museums like that all over the world that we just don't know about.
Mm. Well, it's I don't know, but do you feel it would be accurate to call Halloween Moon sort of Night Vale adjacent, because there's in your podcast, there's plenty of odd stuff going on. Is that a fair statement to make?
Yeah, I mean, they're both written by me, and so I would say that they have that same sensibility, the same things I'm interested in. I think if somebody enjoys Welcome to Night Vale, they will enjoy this book, because, you know, it's the same imagination making them.
Mm. Now, I'd be remiss not ask this. We wanted to talk to you about the book because it is a wonderful, wonderful children's novel. But along with the continuing twice-monthly podcast of the latest news out of Night Vale, what can fans of Welcome to Night Vale be expecting in the near future?
Well, as you said, we used to do a touring live show. Mm. For some reason, we stopped doing that in early 2020. But we are going to restart that in 2022. We're very, very excited to bring the weird desert town of Welcome to Night Vale to your town. So we'll be going all over the country starting in the spring. And then coming up is the 10-year anniversary of Welcome to Night Vale. And I have no idea what we're going to do for that, but it's a very exciting anniversary for us.
Well, Joseph, we really appreciate you taking the time to stop by and chat with us today. Best of luck with the novel, The Halloween Moon, and have a wonderful day.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.